First person singular. Views expressed in this commentary are those of the writer. Jerry Bodemar wants to make meaning out of life's trials and tribulations.
Lately, I've been aware of swearing like a sailor, much more than I've ever done in my long life. I'm trying to be more conscious of that now and not just spout it out because it feels good. Some of my close family have been flying to Florida often during this time of pandemic for good reasons, but still, I felt concern about their safety and mine. So I got in the habit of saying effing Florida. When I told this to a friend, he said, well, you know, if it's alliterated, it doesn't even count as a swear word. I like that. Still, I am trying to change that bad habit. Many of us are going through hard times these days and even losing loved ones on top of it all. When one loses a spouse of many decades, the grief is heavy. And suddenly one must learn to self-regulate one's own nervous system, a gargantuan task. Lately, my medicine bag has not been enough. Shaking out, deep breathing, mudras, tai chi or such. Now I am trying to change how I speak about things. Instead of saying, I'm overwhelmed, I switch to, I'm surfing this giant wave and I'm noticing a difference. Instead of feeling more anxious and jittery, I sense some energy rising in me. I hope this can inspire your own reframes that can make a difference for you.
Jerry Bodemar is an artist living in Watsonville. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.